yet how the story ends.
I can let go. Let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Praise the Lord. Well, this scripture basically talks about what happened to you when you made Jesus the Lord of your life. You became a new person on the inside. In fact, another translation says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new person inside. When I got saved in 1982, my outward man didn't change. I still had the same hair, the same color eyes. I didn't grow any taller. Everything on the outside looked the same. So to people that I was associated with at that time, they really couldn't tell any difference in my life when I got saved because the change was not apparent on the outside. But something had happened in my heart. Something on the inside had happened, and the Bible calls it the new birth. Jesus said, you must be born again or born from above. That means we've been refathered by God. Amen. You see, what happened in the Garden of Eden was that when Adam sinned and disobeyed God, his spiritual DNA changed from a righteous nature to an unrighteous nature. From a holy nature to an unholy nature. The Bible says that by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all men have sinned. Now, I'll hold that one scripture up right there. All men have sinned. Now, if you could ever prove that there's never been a man other than Jesus Christ who lived a sinless life, then you could call the whole Bible a lie. There's over 6 billion people, they say, on the earth right now. I will guarantee you, every single one of them have sinned, have broken God's command. Amen? And they didn't have to be taught to be sinners. Amen. Just something in the nature. The DNA of a man is sin. And man does not have the ability to change his spiritual DNA. He can make a nuclear bomb and change a lot of stuff, but he can't change his own nature. And so that's why, you know, sometimes I marvel at people that say that the Bible's old-fashioned and, you know, the Bible's not relevant to today and it's a, you know, book that's not for today because we modern and we advanced. But I'm going to tell you, man hasn't proved his spiritual condition not one bit since Adam. All the technological advances that man has made, he has done nothing for the human heart. Because he can't change that part. Only Jesus can change your heart. Only God can change your heart through the blood of Jesus Christ. And when you got saved, there was something that took place in your spiritual DNA that turned you from being a child of the devil into a child of God. How many of you know there ain't but two families on the earth? Amen. There ain't 15 families on the earth. I know we all got our genealogy. But when you boil it all down to, there ain't but two families on the earth. And you in one or the other. Either you're a child of God or you're a child of the devil. I know it don't sound good. Because, you know, I didn't want to be called a child of the devil. Because I said, I ain't worshiping the devil. Yeah, but I was connected to him. I was connected to him because of sin and because of the sinful nature. And I was doing his will, not God's will. How many of you out there doing the devil's will? How many of you ever was sinning? How many of you ever lied? Yeah, how many of you ever stole something? All right, see, some of y'all done lied and stole. I stole an ear off a bunny rabbit one time. I think the statute of limitations have run out. But it was Easter time, and I loved chocolate, and I punched the hole in that little thing, and I broke that ear off. You know what I mean? Ears, they're real tempting. Big old chocolate ear standing up. I broke that ear off, and then no wisdom at all. Run out the store. Glad I didn't get caught, boy. Now, my mama didn't teach me that. My daddy didn't teach that to me. Where did I get that from? It was just in me. Didn't nobody tell me, go break the ear off that rabbit. Go steal you some chocolate today, Greg. No. It's just in there, that old nature. But when you got saved, God put a new nature in you. And he put a desire in you not to want to sin again. Now, you still have this flesh, which is of this world, and that carnality that's still attracted to this world because we grew up in this world and we're real familiar with it. And a lot of times it takes a little time for us to break away from it where it doesn't control us. But when you are really a child of God, there's something on the inside of you that don't want sin. You may struggle with your flesh and not wanting to sin and keep yielding and keep falling and messing up and things like that, but there's something that keeps drawing you back to God to get it right. Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, notice here that word talks about your future. That's not talking about everything became new. No, all things become new. Amen. All things become new. That means that the Holy Spirit is constantly teaching us a new way to live our lives. Hallelujah. And showing us how to do it in a manner that is pleasing to God. So we have the Holy Spirit in us. I didn't have that before I got saved. Now, look at John chapter 5. John chapter 5. I like this scripture here. Oh, I love this scripture. Look at verse number 24. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Now, he's talking about a person who has believed the gospel, has repented of their sins and has received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, look at what he said happened to them. See, a lot of times, children of God get under the condemnation that's caused by sin, and they don't know how to get out from under it. And because of that, they have difficulty receiving from God, and they have difficulty fellowshipping with God, and they have difficulty working with God because they are under a load or a weight of guilt and condemnation and inferiority and a sense of unworthiness. How many of you ever felt that? How many of you ever wanted to do something for God, but it just seemed like you just couldn't get there because you kept being reminded of all the things that you didn't do right and all the times you failed, and you want to get up and start up again, but it just seems like there's a barrier between you and God? I'm going to tell you, God didn't put it there. It's the devil. But a key to overcoming condemnation is knowing who you are in Christ Jesus and then knowing how to deal with that condemnation when it comes upon you. Because the devil's going to condemn you for everything you do wrong. Y'all remember in the book of Zechariah where the Bible says that the high priest Joshua came before the Lord and the devil was standing beside him to resist him? How was the devil resisting him? He was bringing accusation against him. And Joshua was standing there in filthy clothing, filthy rags. So the devil was justified in saying, look, he ain't no good. He unclean. He filthy. He don't deserve you working in his life. All of that. But then the Lord said, Joshua, I'm going to take those filthy rags off of you, and I'm going to redress you. And I'm going to put some clean clothes on you. And that's exactly what he did. What he did was he reclothed him. He took off those filthy rags and clothed him in a garment of righteousness that allowed him to stand in his presence free of accusation. Now the devil can't condemn him because he's clothed in the righteousness of God. And when you know you're a child of God and that you've been clothed in the righteousness of God, then you won't let the condemnation of the devil bother you from fellowshipping with God. It won't bother you from receiving from God, and it won't bother you from working with God. Amen. Notice you got to have fellowship with him, you have to receive from him, and you have to work with him. Hallelujah. Look at this scripture again. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me. This is Jesus speaking. He said, you believe in me, he hath everlasting life. He not trying to get it. He what? He hath what? So what do you have right now? When did you get it? When you believed you received Jesus. See, everlasting life is not something you get when you die. If you wait till you die to get it, it's too late. Do you know three nanoseconds after you die, if you lost, it's too late? I mean, 1 minute, if you change your mind after you die, you won't serve Jesus, too late. 30 seconds late, too late. 1 second after you die, if you say, oh, but wait, I want Jesus, it's too late. So eternal life, everlasting life, is something that you receive as a gift from God while you are still living, and that life is in your spirit. And that is the spiritual change that took place in your DNA. Is that now you got the life of God in you. Notice he said, he hath everlasting life, and what? And shall not what? And shall not come into condemnation. But is what? But pass from where? From out of the dominion of death into the dominion of life. So I'm not in death. I'm not living in death. I'm living in life. I'm not living in darkness. I'm living in the light. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, I have eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life through who? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So eternal life is something that you get when you believe. 1 John chapter 5 says, he that has the Son, talking about in relationship with the Son, he that hath the Son hath life, he that have not the Son of God have not life.